Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. I'm Rich Stropolino. Google announced the second-gen Nest Hub with a 7-inch screen, a new machine learning chip for faster on-device processing, 50% more bass, and adds a third far-field microphone for $99, available March 30th. The Nest Hub also includes a Soli radar chip, supporting play-pause controls by tapping the air, and an opt-in sleep sensing feature to track sleep routines, available as a free preview in 2021, but eventually becoming a paid feature. Huawei Chief Legal Officer Song Liu Ping said the company will start negotiating rates and potential cross-licensing agreements on 5G patents used by Samsung and Apple, promising to charge less than Qualcomm, Ericsson, and Nokia, with per-phone royalties capped at $2.50. Huawei maintains that U.S. sanctions shouldn't impede its ability to cross-license patents with U.S. companies as they're publicly available. TechCrunch reports that the Signal messaging app is unavailable in China, with its website blocked as of March 15th. The app is still available for download on Apple's Chinese App Store as of the morning of March 16th, although it's not functional. Instagram now bans adults from messaging teenagers who don't follow them. The app will also now show a safety prompt to teens messaged by adults exhibiting potentially suspicious behavior, offering options to report or block the users. Google will cut the percentage it takes for in-app purchases in the Google Play Store in South Korea from 30 to 15% for developers with less than $1 million in annual sales. Google still requires that developers use its payment system for all in-app purchases. GM subsidiary Cruise acquired the self-driving startup Voyage, which currently operates a fleet of low-speed autonomous vehicles, providing trips to residents of several retirement communities. Voyage was spun off from the online education platform Udacity in 2017. Apple TV Plus received its first two Oscar nominations, with Wolfwalkers nominated for Best Animated Feature and Greyhound nominated for Best Sound. Netflix led all streaming services with 35 nominations, including 10 for David Fincher's Mank and 6 for The Trial of the Chicago 7, with Amazon receiving 12 nominations. The African payment company Flutterwave announced a collaboration with PayPal to let PayPal customers pay African merchants through Pay with PayPal. PayPal previously only supported payments in 12 African countries, with the Flutterwave collaboration opening it to 50. Starting April 1st, Apple will comply with a new law in Russia to pre-install government-mandated apps on iPhones and iPads. Users will see a dialog box at setup with a list of apps that will be pre-installed, which users can deselect individually, and pre-installed apps can be deleted after setup. Axios' sources say Facebook will soon start testing its publishing platform with a small group of independent writers. This platform will be free to use, integrate with pages, and offer tools for journalists to build websites and newsletters. The Information reports Amazon is expanding its existing program called FC Games to at least 20 states in the U.S., which encourages its fulfillment center employees to improve efficiency and compete against others for digital rewards, such as virtual pets. FC Games is an optional program that includes 6 arcade-style minigames that can be played once completing warehouse tasks. The analysts at IDC report that the wearable market grew 27% in the year in Q4, with Apple shipping 36.2% of all devices in the quarter and Apple shipments up 27% in the year. Xiaomi and Samsung were second and third in shipments in the quarter, with 8.8% and 8.5% of market share, respectively. AMD announced the Zen 3-based Ryzen Pro 5000 series mobile processors for business laptops, offering between 4 and 8 cores, with frequencies up to 4.4 GHz. AMD claims the chips can offer up to 18.5 hours of battery life and include 18 months of planned software stability from AMD. Dropbox will open its Dropbox Password Manager to free Dropbox Basic accounts in April, although this will be limited to 50 passwords. Free users will be able to sync passwords across three devices with access through browser extensions, desktop, and mobile apps. Google updated Family Link to now allow parents to designate certain apps as always allowed, letting them be used even when screen time limits are up. The Family Link Android app also has a wider catalog of teacher-approved apps for children under 13, will show battery life for monitored devices, and let parents set screen time limits directly on a child's device. And finally, NVIDIA removed a recent beta driver release for the RTX 3060 graphics card because it accidentally included internal code that removed the hash rate limiter for crypto mining. NVIDIA announced the hash rate limiting earlier this month, with the company introducing dedicated crypto mining cards. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.